When you think of divas, you think of, well, the Queen, Aretha, also Whitney and Diana Ross and Mariah Carey, amongst others. But we have a diva coming to the Burnie Arts and Function Centre this coming Saturday night, July 3 from 7:30. And that diva is Emily Burke. Emily, good morning. Welcome to 7B Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I guess you're looking forward to getting back to Tasmania because you are Tasmanian, but these days living in Melbourne.
Myself Tasmania's other princess.
What part of Tassie were you originally from, Emily?
I was originally from Hobart, but my parents both grew up on the northwest coast.
You live in Melbourne these days. Tricky time with the COVID situation.
Oh, undoubtedly. And I think what's the protection that's going on in Tassie is amazing, and it's our privilege to be here at the moment.
Times like this, it's nice to be surrounded by water. Now, you'll be coming into the state for the show, which is diva, always sublime, sometimes ridiculous. Tell us a little bit about it, please.
It's about my journey to becoming a diva and all of the hilarious and ridiculous things that happened along the way, because I think people have an idea that opera is just a very highfalutin art form, but I can assure you that it's very comedic a lot of the time. And so there are some beautiful, heartwarming moments, but there's a lot of just the reality of how you get to sing in an opera.
It takes someone extra special to have the talent to become an opera singer, though, doesn't it?
Well, you've got to have pretty good pipes.
Absolutely.
Good lungs. Yes, that's true. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of work and a lot of study and a lot of resilience, actually.
Does it help to be a lover of wine and cherry ripes? Is that true?
It helps. It definitely helps.
That's excellent. So what sort of songs can we look forward to as you take us on a musical journey with songs and stories to be told this Saturday night?
So the full gamut. Obviously, there's some opera, but mostly opera that people would be familiar with. I'm not going to sing The Ring Cycle. But also lots of songs that people would know, you know, Peter Allen, Doris Day, even some Adele, you know. It's the full gamut, actually.
Nice. And is it fair to say they're some of your musical influences?
Yes, definitely. Yep. And I've got some very, very special guests joining me. I'm not going to say who they are, but let's just say if you come along, I'm sure you're going to leave feeling like that you just saw something really special.
Oh, you're playing the teaser card. That's nice. That's a great way to make sure we grab our tickets and don't miss out to the show. And, you know, someone like Peter Allen, he left us far too young, and he was certainly fantastic. And it'll be interesting to see what sort of work he would have got up to. And I reckon something like what you're doing would be probably his forte these days.
Oh, undoubtedly. And, you know, I still call Australia home. That's my vote for the Australian National Anthem. I think it's just such a beautiful song, and you're right. If he was still here now, can you just imagine the catalogue that we would have? It would be amazing.
Your show, Diva, always sublime, sometimes ridiculous, is for one night only, isn't it? The Burnie Arts and Function Centre. So we can't muck around. We've got to make sure we grab our tickets from the Burnie Arts and Function Centre box office this week.
Yes, and speaking of COVID, it was meant to be on last year, so I can't tell you. I'll have to try not to cry. I'm just, you know, when I got that phone call at the end of last year saying, Emily, we're going to book you in for a date in 2021, it was the first gig that was rebooked. And so it's just really amazed and delighted that it's actually going ahead. I've waited so long for this. And I did say to somebody the other day, this time 30 years ago, I would have been on exactly that stage doing like the under 12 vocal solo in the Blue Bedford. So there's a lot that's special about it for me.
I remember the flyers around town there 12 months ago saying that the show was coming up, and I thought, yes, we better get you on having a bit of a chat. But unfortunately, this dreaded COVID came in and stood in our way. But thankfully, it's not cancelled. It was postponed, and we can look forward to it on Saturday night. So it starts at 7:30. What, a couple of hour show would it be, Emily?
Yes, with an interval.
Wonderful.
Get a wine. A cherry ripe
and a wine. Love that. So make sure you have your check-in Taz app ready to use at the door. Look, Diva, finally going ahead. It's going to be a wonderful show, and some of your musical influences will be on display there. And Emily, I wish you all the very best, and thankfully it's going ahead in 2021.